Thank you, Father, for the great work you're coming to do in our life this morning, even as your word comes to us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Take your seat, everyone. We are privileged to have in our midst this morning a very anointed man of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm always excited or excited when I see him. Hallelujah. And he's a true son of the house. God has laid on him the burden of us all. And has put in his heart the burden of teaching young people all over. Well, for now we see in Ghana, but I know it's an international ministry that is starting like this. Hallelujah. 2 years ago, he was here with us. How many of you remember? We had a strong Christian. What was the theme of that strong Christian conference? Fight the good fight. Hallelujah. And the boy you use as an example here, he's on stage today. The last time you came, he was there. Today, where is Junior, Danny? Where is Junior? Yeah, Junior is over there. He was on stage today. Hallelujah. So I know that as we have this conference, more and more lives will be changed. Hallelujah. I want you to put your hands together, prepare your heart very well, and put your hands together, and let's welcome Reverend Williams Agbo, all the way from Kumasi, to come and bless us with the word of God. Hallelujah. Oh, keep clapping, keep clapping, keep clapping.
Amen. Oh, amen.
I'll become a treasure.
Amen.
Or you can put your hands much, much better than you are doing. Hallelujah. How many of you are happy to be here again after 2 years? Oh, I don't see the excitement of Pastor Molly. Like, people are not happy to be here. Oh, this guy is not nice. Where did you get this from? How many of you are happy to be here again? How many of you were here last 2 years and you are here again today? You can do something about this sound. It sounds something. Just try and do something about it. How many of you were here last 2 years? We are happy to be back here again. You know, and we want to put our hands together for the Lord, our Lord Jesus, for making it possible. Some of you are not clapping. You are not believers. Are you Muslims or Buddhists? Or what are you? You're not Christians. Put your hands together for Jesus, who has made it possible for us to be here again after 2 years. It's a blessing to be here. Hallelujah. And like Pastor Mauli was saying, I want us to put our hands together for our father and our pastor, Bishop Dagwood Mills. You are not, if you're not clapping, you are in the wrong church. Find another church to go to. We are so excited that God gave him to us. And because of him, children can feel free in the church also, you know, and worship God in their own way. We are in such a huge hall. In some places, the children's church, one time when we were traveling to, where were we going? I was coming from my hometown, me and my family members, and on a Sunday, and we were coming back, and we saw the church. The grown-ups were in the building, and the children were outside, in the sun. You know, but it's not like that for you. We should ask that for the pastor and the father that God has given us, who believes that the children's ministry is important, and the children must be taken care of properly. That's why we are here in this nice big hall, using electricity, you know what I'm saying, and big speakers. Yeah, it's a blessing. And I want to put our hands also for the pastor who is here, the Bishop Pascal. You know, when I was coming here 2 years ago, I didn't know him. But when I started talking to him, it was not difficult at all. When I said, we want to do this thing, he said, let's do it. You know, and 2 years on, he has allowed us to come again. Some of you are sitting down. I don't know. Antip Rofu Anna said, Anna there. Is that how you say it? Antip Rofu Anna, Sofo, Ej Nahona, Awode, why? I was in Tina, I hear them. Don't do that. Amen. Put yourself for Bishop Pascal, that's what I'm saying. Yes. You don't know. Amen. You think that it's a small thing that your father, you know, some of you, when your father is going to work, he hides all the important things because you will spoil it. We are here. We are playing with his microphones, his pianos, and things. He's not annoyed. You are not clapping for him. Put your hands for him. It's not a small thing. Amen. And then I want us to put our hands. Listen, don't be tired of us clapping our hands off. Nipaya dea osayeyi. Yes. If you don't do that, when God will look at you, God always looks at how happy you are about what he has given you. Then he will give you more. What I'm saying is making sense to you. So when we clap our hands and we are shouting and celebrating, we are telling God that the good things you are giving to us, the good people you are giving us, we like them. So give us more good people. Is that what I'm saying is making sense to you? So don't get tired. We're putting our hands together for Pastor Dr. Mauli. Yes. For organizing the conference again. In the end, you know, he too, 2 years when I was coming here, 2 years ago when I was coming here, I had heard his name. I had not seen him. I didn't know him. You know, but since I've known him, I'm sure some of you are with him, but you don't know. Like, the passion for the children's ministry is more than mine. It's more than mine. I'm happy to be associated with him. It's like, he has the vapor. Clap for the man, oh. Why are you not clapping? You see, some of you, you came last 2 years, you came from Triple Prato, Asimposu, some of the booking for Asimposu. He was the one who went to look for money, to look, pay for the bus, do lunch, so that you come to the church and eat lunch. You don't know what happens for you to come here. So clap. When I say clap, I want from the front to the back, put your hands together. Yes. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. Amen.
Amen. How many of you are ready for what God will do in a few hours? We're going to be here. Just close your eyes, lift your hands up, and just begin to thank Him already. Thank Him for what He's about to do in this place. Thank Him for what He's about to do in this place. Thank Him. Your mouth should not be closed. You should be open your mouth and just thank Him and say, I thank you. Father, we thank you for what you are about to do here. Thank you for what we are about to hear. Thank you for healings. Thank you for healings. Thank you for deliverances. Thank you that somebody will be set free in this place today. By the time we are living here, thank you that somebody will be free. Somebody who came with a problem, with an addiction, with something that is stuck to them, they will go out of this place. They will be free. Thank you for freedom. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for liberty. Holy Spirit, thank you for your presence in this place. We can feel you already. We can feel your presence already. We give you praise. We thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That somebody is changing. Somebody will go back home and their parents will see the change. Somebody will go back home and their parents will see that something has changed about you. Since you went to this conference and came back, you are different. It will be somebody's testimony. Thank God for that testimony. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for the testimonies. Thank you, Father, for the life-changing testimonies that your word will come. It will renew our minds. Our life will be transformed. We give you praise. We thank you. Holy Spirit, speak to us in this place a few hours. I pray for everybody who is here, little child, grown up, adult. May your word come to us clearly. May your word come to us clearly. May your word come to us clearly. May every one of us understand what you will say to us today. Give us the grace to understand your word and the power to live by your word. Give us what we need to walk in those words, that the words will transform our lives. That will not be doers, will not be hearers of your word only, but doers also. We give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for angels all over this place. All over this place. Touching lives. Touching hearts. Changing lives. Giving us gifts. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. And we shall loud amen in this place. Put on that power up one more time. And you may take your seat. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, so we didn't print a banner, but the theme is on your shirt. Okay, the theme for this year's conference is labor to be blessed. Everybody say labor to be blessed. Say it to your neighbor. Neighbor, labor to be blessed. Labor, you see, some of you, say to your neighbor again, labor to be blessed. Sister girl, say they are... my fancy doesn't come. Yes. You have. Don't do like that. I was going to speak fancy to tell you that. How you have done yourself, no, it won't help. But the fancy words didn't come. So that's why I couldn't say. But the bag behind you, move the bag, put on the floor so you can sit down. Let your, beautiful. Is it a bag or, then sit. Sister girly, nothing now, come on. Beautiful. Where is Junior, the one I was preaching with the last time? Every time I look at the Cape Coast pictures from last 2 years, I see me and him fighting in the front here. I see me and him. Where is he? Where is he? Give me a wave, Junior. Where is Junior? Ah, that's you. And he looks smaller than them. Stand up and let me see. Push hands together for the Lord for what he has done. Amen. I'm going to preach for a very short time, and then we're going to close. Look at this scripture. 1 Corinthians 15:58. And we're going to talk about... I'm talking to you for a very short time about... labor is a strong word for work. Like, if I want to tell you to work... Another way to say it is to work hard. So if this theme, it can also be said, work hard to be blessed. Tell your neighbor, work hard to be blessed. Is it making sense to you? But work hard, no? You have heard your parents say, work hard, work hard, work hard, and that. I don't think that it means what it must mean to you. That's why I'm using the word labor. Because God, are you listening to me? Don't talk to anybody. We are going to go on lunch break very soon. How many like lunch break? Beautiful. It will come very soon. If you are good boys and girls, we'll go on lunch break very soon. You were here when I came the last time. You're not here. Were you here last time I came here? Yes, you. You're not here. Pay attention. God has blessings. How many of you like blessings? I am going to show you, those of you whose hands are down, I'm going to show you why you must like blessings. You cannot be a human being living on this earth, and especially a born-again Christian who is following God, and you don't like blessings. I am sorry to tell you that you are a fool. You are a fool, F-O-O-L. If you are in this world and you do not like blessings, you are what? Aging, how do you say it? Aging. Nyankopon ensure, how do you say ensure? Ensure. Aging. If you didn't hear anything in this conference, you hear this one, take it home. Yes. Do you know the reason why? Especially if you come from AFRICA, Africa. A, capital A, F-R-I-C-A. Capital A, F-R-I-C-A. If you are from a place whose name is spelled A-F-R-I-C-A, when you hear bless, did I hear something? Who said bless? Who? You, anywhere you hear bless with sing attached to it, I have a singer called Blessing. She should have come, but she didn't. She's writing an exam, so she won't come. I have singers plenty. If you like, I'll be bringing them to you every time I come here. Plenty. How many of you like Choma singing? Yes. She was in J Church. When I came, she came to the church. She was my church member. J Church. She couldn't sing at all. You can ask her. So when she sings, you say, if you are playing C, she'll sing C sharp. Go to D and come back to C. Then go to C sharp. Like, you can't even see what she's singing. But you see, as you are hearing it, you see that you cannot tell. How many of you like the singing? The singing was very nice. Yes, more than some of the singers that you have here in Cape Coast. Or why are you afraid to say it? Some of the singers, not all, some. Some there, at least. Some. Everywhere we are, there are some singers that are not very good. So she sings some, yeah, better than some of the singers here. Yes. But I hear what I'm telling you. But if you hear, because, without doing anything, by just being born into this world and into a place called AFRICA, you have been born into a swimming pool of curses. You see, why I'm preaching, you don't like it? Am I preaching something good to you, or you are not, whatever? Are you with me? Okay, no problem. One day, I was at work, and then one of the guys I work with, he went to school. He was doing a degree in. Are you paying attention to my story? He was doing a degree in Koforidua, All Nations University, and he had been going and come every weekend. He goes on Friday, and he comes back Sunday evening. Goes on Friday, comes back Sunday evening. He was in his third year. The program was for 4 years. He was in his third year. One fine day, he was coming back from school. He had almost reached home. Where? Almost. You know, like, almost. The bus, you know, this is a bus, right? Like, small cars, but it's, yes. Coming from Koforidua to the place where he lived, they had almost reached. They were from a place entering into a junction. Here is a road, a major road like this. They were coming from here. They were going to enter like this. Turn like this and continue to where he came from. And then just at that junction, this car that he was in, the brake stopped working. You know, and because this road is a major road, the cars coming at, they come very, very fast. And so the driver, he was hoping that, you know, and then where they were entering also, it climbs a bit. So he was hoping that when he comes with speed, and by the grace of God, there is no car coming from here. He can enter quickly, and then the slope, the hill will slow him down a bit. Hey, Pastor Mauli. Entered. another car coming from here. I don't know. He was sitting by the window. I don't know what happened, how it happened. But the thing looked like he came out through the window. And his head hit the floor. So, when it was his wife, they called his wife. It was his wife who went to pick him up from the place and took him to the hospital. So, they took him to the hospital nearby. They went to the place. You know how hospitals are in Ghana. You know, it's a capital A-F-R-I-C-A is what I'm talking about. They took him to the place. This is a person who had an accident. He's unconscious. He's not really conscious. And his head has hit. He's in a wheelchair. His wife said that he took him to the hospital. He was in the wheelchair about 2 hours, and nobody had asked her any question about the human being in the wheelchair. So the wife who worked as a nurse in our hospital, he was in the hospital. So the wife brought him back to our hospital, which is farther from where the accident happened. Then when he came, Charlie did something. When the doctor looked and said, "Look, we have to take this guy to the teaching hospital as soon as possible." Where are we talking about? We're talking about capital A-F-R-I-C-A. They call this teaching hospital. No bed. No bed. Look, this shirt you are wearing there, you must keep it, wash it, keep it. Don't throw it away, because every time you see it, it will remind you that so long as you are alive on this earth, you must be working hard for what they call a blessing. A blessing. I'm telling you, Junior, bless. When you hear somebody, bless, you say, "Hey, yes." You say, "What? What must I do? Something to do?" Because the swimming pool you are swimming in, eh? Let me tell you the story. So, first call. Now, all the doctors in our hospital were calling their friend doctors in the teaching hospital to see if they can get a bed for their staff. Call this person, no bed. Call this person, no bed. Then one of the guys in the lab say he has connections. So call somebody. So, we can get you one bed. Then they found an ambulance and took the guy from our hospital. Ping-pong, and they took him to the teaching hospital. When they got to the place, doctors look at him. They said, "Okay, we need to do what they call a CT scan to scan his head and see what is going on in his head." Do you know what happened in AFRICA Africa? The CT scan in the teaching hospital is not working. Not only I'm telling you, what I'm telling you is, you see, I wept. You know, this one of the few people that have died that was not my relative that. I were, and I remember where I was when the tears came out of my eyes. I'm not telling you a story, it's a real thing that happened to me. Because he was a very good guy. In the whole lab, if there's like one person who go to heaven, it will be this boy. Correct. You can't find, he doesn't get angry. You can't do anything to him. He doesn't get angry. He doesn't shout at anybody. He doesn't complain about work. Any work you give him, he will do. He will do his work, do somebody's work in addition, do another person's work in addition. Never complain, never grumble. This is a good guy. So, this is kind of not working, but around the hospital, there are private scan places where they can do their CT scan. It's okay. Let's take him there. It's across the street from, like, this is the church. Across the street on the other side, we can have scan places. The hospital says that they have a policy. You can only take a patient from their hospital to another place in an ambulance. And the ambulance must be the hospital's ambulance. So, we can organize our own ambulance. We can take what? No. It's okay. So, tomorrow, we'll do the CT scan tomorrow. How many of you are already looking for a blessing? How many of you are looking for, like, you are looking for a blessing? So, the following day, morning, early morning, they started to call the ambulance driver. Call the driver. Call the number you are calling is switched off. Number you are calling cannot be reached. Number you are calling cannot be reached. Number you are calling cannot be reached. They called him. This is like 6 a.m., 7 a.m., 8 a.m. Number you are calling cannot be reached. 10 a.m. Finally, the driver, finally, they found him. And he came. He put the human being inside the ambulance. Went to do the CT scan. Look, the guy had bled. Blood was in his head. Blood. One of my friends who was a doctor, who was doing housemanship, was working in the hospital at the time when they brought him. So she knew that. He said, 2 days after the CT scan, they took him to the theater. She was in the surgery. When they opened up the guy's head, blood, you are poor, and the blood had clotted in blood. They removed blood, sucking blood. She told me after the surgery, she said, if this guy lives, he will be a vegetable. He will not be a proper human being. Because the way the blood had pressed on his brain since the thing happened Sunday. We're talking about Sunday morning. No, I think he was coming back on a Saturday evening. So Saturday evening when the accident happened, they were doing the surgery on Sunday. He said, from that time to now, the amount of blood, if the guy is alive, he will be a vegetable, he will not be a proper human being. From surgery to ICU, he was there on oxygen. Machines on him would be beeping. After church on Sunday, I went to go and see him. Went to the blood, look at him. He's just lying there. Machines are beeping. He's breathing, helping to breathe. Man. Tuesday, Wednesday, maybe Thursday or something. Maybe Wednesday, Thursday. Then somebody told me, I think it was my friend in the doctor in the hospital. She called me. She said, your guy is gone. What happened? A nurse was on duty watching the ICU. The guy's machine went off. She didn't notice. But the machine just went off on the guy. The machine just went off. There was a nurse on duty. Nobody knows. Did she step out? What happened? Was there light off? But when she came back, the machine on the guy was off. Look, they told me I went to work. I was going home. I sat in the car. I began to weep. I said, goodness. So, in fact, when he was in the hospital, when they did the surgery, he was in the hospital. I'm telling the story because of something. The Sunday they did the surgery, the Monday I went to work, and I met the pharmacist in our hospital. And they had organized a prayer meeting in the hospital for this guy. So, when we were going for the prayer meeting, then I met him on the way and we were chatting. He said, then my friend said, this is why I'm telling you the story. My friend said, people say that in Africa, we like praying too much. We don't like doing anything, we like praying. Then he said to me, we have to pray. Because this thing that happened to this boy, if it had happened in America, 911, what's your emergency? Something. Give the ambulance 10 minutes. It will be there. They would have carried him right in the moment the accident happened, any stranger around will call 911. What's your emergency? A car has just had an accident. What's the address? You get address. Within a few minutes, ambulance comes. Takes all the people inside the ambulance. Things are going on. It will never happen that a CT scan machine is not working and the CT scan is done the next day. You are living in a swimming pool of dangerous things. And the one thing that is... Are you sleeping on me? Some of you are sleeping. That's why he said we should close at 3 p.m. No? Because Etio is already in the area. More area on your fine. So for my Kumasi. Me preach it come day. Not area or yeah. Oh yeah. How you do that? You two are sleeping. The area on your fine. Tina whole year. Beautiful. I'm preaching a very good. What I'm preaching, is it good? Is it good? No, I'm telling you. You see, and the reason why I'm not preaching to Pastor Mauli, Pastor Mauli, he's already grown. I'm preaching it to you because if I preach it to you, what's your name? Phoebe. And you start to work hard for a blessing, to be blessed. From how old are you right now? 15. You can imagine the blessings that you will gather in your life. The reason why you need a blessing is because you are swimming in dangerous substances. Blessings, what they do is the blessings, they cancel out the dangerous substances so that you can move forward in life. Nobody say amen to me. I'm not preaching well. And see, there you sleep. You are I'm preaching to you, but you are here sleeping. Therefore, the grown-ups, they didn't start early. It's too late for them. We cannot help them now. Yeah, I can help you. I cannot help these grown-ups. Yeah, guys, I'm also yeah, have you seen grown-ups? Hey, grown-up people. Stop bomb people. They don't hear. Are you can hear. You can hear. So I'm preaching to you. I'm preaching. Look at it. So, we need to labor for a blessing because, you see, they ask for the blessings. God has them and God wants to give them to us. But God does not give his precious things to people who are jokers and are not serious. What I'm saying is making sense to you? God wants to give it. Does he want to give? He wants to give. Does he want to bless you? Oh, yes. In the book of Genesis, when God made man, the first thing he said to the man, the Bible says that, and God blessed. God blessed. God, he likes to bless. But God does not give precious things to people who are not looking for it, who are not serious about it, who don't really want it. You must really want it. That's why the attitude, how are we going to get God's blessings so that the blessings cancel out the dangerous substances in the swimming pool that we are bathing in, which is called spelling capital A F R I C A. Yeah. Or don't you not believe that you are in a swimming pool of dangerous substances? Yeah. I don't even want to come to the one called GHANA. Now that is also another saturated or concentrated, whatever. That one is not a soup, it's not a swimming pool, it's a soup. Therefore, hold on, to go back to the scripture, 1 Corinthians 15:58. Charlie, if you are helping me, help me well. I don't like this thing you are doing. Do you remember a Bible to church? If you have a Bible, listen, let me see. Lift your Bible up, let me see something. All those are Bibles. So I can sack this guy. He should go for lunch break. Give me a Bible. Up like this above your head. Bible. If you have a Bible, stand to your feet. I want to see something. If you have a Bible, please stand to your feet. Take a picture for me. I want to see something. Stand up if you have a Bible. But Molly, are you seeing what I'm seeing? You didn't see what I did see. Sit down. If you have a phone, stand up to your feet. If you have a phone. I'm very serious. I'm not joking. If you have a phone, I want to see. Is it true that only these three people have a phone? Is it true that only these six people have a phone? You have a phone. Any phone at all, you have a phone. Mercy. So now. Alright, so those of you who have Bibles, please turn to 1 Corinthians 15:58. Because this guy, I don't think he wants to help me. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast. Look at it. Unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Do you have NIV? Show me NIV. Pay attention. I'm going to finish preaching very soon. What I want you to understand, you have understood it already. So I think that we can close. Therefore, my dear brother, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord. because you know that your labor, you see, the labor, your labor in the Lord is not in vain. This scripture is talking about Uncle. You're going where? To drink water. I'm going to tell you something very nice. Thank you for understanding. This scripture is talking about something specifically, the work of the Lord. But I want you to look at it. The ending of this scripture is what I want you to pay attention to. The Bible says that anybody who labors will not labor in vain. If you labor, if it is a good thing that you are laboring, if you labor, if you work hard for a blessing, the promise I can make you is that working hard for a blessing, it will not be in vain. Why? Because you will get a blessing. And you see, I explained to you, if you live in this swimming pool, if you live in this swimming pool of dangerous chemical substances, am I teaching well? Pastor Paul, you see what I'm saying? Is it making sense? If you live, and now I've told you only one horror story. The horror stories, there are more. What will bring you forward? You see, the swimming pool is like you can't even swim in it. That's what I'm saying. That if you come to the G-H-A-N-A, that one is a soup. It's like Nkrumankwain Bihar. See, Nkrumankwain has been, it's slippery. You'll be going forward, but the Nkrumah is bringing you back. I tell you. The only thing that can take, and I'm going to show you examples of people, they were not anything. A blessing came upon them. It shut them up. You will see. You will see, I'm not telling you lies. That's why everybody after this conference, that's why I said, keep the shirt. If you didn't buy one, borrow money from somebody and buy one. Hang it in your room. That every day when you see, I must remember that there are things I must do. If I do them, if I work hard at them, I will get something called B-L-E-S-E-S-S-I-N-G, blessing, and it will push me forward. You will see, people will be walking about this swimming pool. They say, it's not, look. Have you heard that they say Ghana is hard? Have you heard that Ghana is hard? Like there's no money. How many of you have heard it? There's no money. When you walk, me, I came to Cape Coast here some time ago. I came here again. You see buildings that people are building. You see cars you have not seen before. They drive it. Okay. Then I said, there's no money. Well, there are people who are driving the cars. How come only them, they have money? The money is somewhere. Only it's not coming to your area. Only your area, that's money that's not coming there. The money there, it is somewhere around the system. Some people are getting it, some people are spending it, you are not getting it. You see, because the way it works is that it is a blessing. And that's why I want to preach it to you early, when you are 7 years old, 9 years old, 10 years old, so that you can begin to do the hard work early. Are you with me? Okay. So now, I've shown you the scripture. Now, I want to show you what a blessing will do for you to get you more interested. Do you want to hear it? Okay. So write this one down. I'm giving you 5 reasons why you must work hard for a blessing. Now, I'm going to show you how you can work hard for a blessing. Is it making sense to you? I'm giving you 5 reasons, 5 solid reasons why you must want it. Yes. Number 1, you will succeed in life by blessings. Reason number 1, why every member of this church, from Ejumapo to Commander to Salt Pond Is Achim, I think Bosu here this year. Pastor Maoli. I think Bosu is here. Chiropraso is here. He's not here. Commander is here. Is Winneba here? Who is here? Saltpon is here. Mankasim is here. Mankasim is here. Yes. And who is here? Where again? Ejumapo. Have they come now? Ejumapo, have you come? They have now come. And they are here. Yes. Everywhere. LOJ, are you also here? Oh, yes. Number one, succeed. Succeed. Blessings will bring you success. Yes. Yes, that's something that if you don't want it, age him. I don't know anybody who see a good thing, say, I don't like. I don't like. You don't like success? You don't like success? You don't want to get 8 A's in WASI? You don't want to get 8 A's in WASI? You don't want to get 9 1s in BCE? You don't want to get first class in university with scholarships? What are you talking? One of my boys in my church, he wrote what he got 8 A's. He went to write this thing, SATs. He got 1,520 out of 1,006. He got admission and scholarships from Yale University, Harvard University. Now the guy's like, which one should I choose? I see that happening to you. I see that happening to you. Yes. Yes. So choose Yale. So, no, I like Harvard. Yeah, but of course, you have the option, you can choose. He's in Harvard right now. He's finishing this year. He's finishing in a few weeks. 3 weeks' time, he's finishing. Yeah. The admission came COVID time. So he couldn't fly. So he was here. They were doing the classes online during lockdown. They sent him the scholarship money. But the guy was rich. The money. I mean, the guy was rich, Hammer. He was able to buy a Toyota Vitz to do boats in Kumasi. He had the money in his account. Thousands of cities. Like, this is money. They spend it. I see that happening to you. As a blessing comes upon your life, I see that happening to you. A blessing will bring you success. Yes. Yes. A blessing makes what people are trying, it doesn't work for them. It will work for you. Yeah, they'll say, how did you do it? I don't know, but only you. Everybody tries, fails. Only you, when you do it, it works. I'm going to show you examples. You will see the examples. Number two. You will. Are you ready for it? You will prevail in life. You will prevail in life by blessings. I'll explain to you what prevail means. So you just write it PREVAIL. If they put it on the screen, then you can copy it. Be here. Don't be asleep. Don't sleep at all. I'm very serious. Number three. You are recognized in life by your blessings. People, you see, you like right now, you're not anybody. But when a blessing comes on you, people will see you. When you enter a place, they'll open a door for you. You see, one day, the people don't know what I'm preaching on. Should I continue preaching or we should go on lunch break? One day, I was going for a funeral very early in the morning. And this was somebody, a church member's father's funeral. So a few pastors were going and were in a friend's car. And then we're going. So because it was very early in the morning, around 7 a.m., as we're going on the way, we were hungry. So the friend said, we should enter into a shell shop and buy some snacks. You see? Uh-huh. So I entered the shell shop. Then the ladies were cleaning the place. It was very early in the morning, so they were mopping the floor. So when I entered the place, one of the ladies, there were two of them, one of the ladies came, took a basket, and started following me. I said, hey. So, please, what do you want? So, I'm just come to buy one small thing. So, no problem. So, I went, and I opened the fridge, and I took, you know this Milo drink that they have in a can? The can Milo drink. and yet then so bad, you see that drink. Then I took one. Then she said, I should put it in the basket. It's the only one. So put it in the basket. Then she was in front of me. Then she went to put it on the counter. Then he said, oh, mumbo, then my reverend intent him now, uncle, mumbo man, reverend intent him now, uncle. So I said, ah, the woman, does she have word of knowledge or something? How does she know that I'm a reverend? I've been going to shell shop. I've not gone to shell shop that they have, the basket is following me, and then only the mumbo man. So when I paid for the drink, and I came out of the shell shop, when I was coming out of the shell shop, and I saw my reflection in the glass door, and I saw that I was wearing the clerical. So I said, I said that this shell shop, I've come there before. They didn't take basket to follow me. But today that as I've come here, that I am, look, I see people opening doors for you and following you with baskets and helping you. I'm saying that when a blessing is on your life, people will recognize, they will see you. Eh? How do I say that? I wish I had someone to speak the fancy to follow. Because this is my understanding. What I'm saying, do you understand it? You understand? Eh? Okay. You see, I understand. You will be what? Recognized. In your family, they are insulting you all the time. But when a blessing comes on you, when a blessing, they'll say, this girl, lazy girls. How many of you heard some before? Lazy girls, you're not like your other sister. Look at how your sister is in Wesley Girls. A blessing will come upon you, eh? You see, one of my friends told me that. She, there was a girl, you know, he was in university. There's a girl that is like family friend, daughter. She wrote Wasi. It didn't go well. The result was not very, very good. Yeah. So, she won't get admission. The result was plenty. She won't get admission. So, but because he works in the university, and he's friends with the vice chancellor. So the girl came to him and said, look, uncle, I want to do law. But she was saying in the house that they want to do law. But family members were just happening and said, "Are this your plenty resort? This your plenty resort? How are you going to do law?" So she didn't mind them. Then she went to the uncle's. Uncle, I know that you can help me. I promise. If you can get me into law, I will not disgrace you. So he was like. Well, Charlie, if you look at the printed results too bad. The girl was very serious. She said, okay, she will try. She went to talk to the vice chancellor. Vice chancellor managed to do something, the girl got admission. He told me, he said, from the day the girl entered the university, she began to study like a mad person. She finished from the first year, she's been in the first class. I'm telling you. Yeah, their family members, they were looking at her. I see that being your story. Oh, yes. You see, that's something that you, the thing you need to work hard to get is something they call blessing. It will change it. People, you're like, this guy, what are we? No problem. So if you are in a house right now and they are talking to you, what do you need? What do you need? Okay, so let's work on it. Next one, number four. Plenty of results. Mercy. You are distinguished from others by blessings. You are. You will be different. Yeah. You will be special. You are made special from others. By blessings. A blessing will make you special from other people. You may be twins. One is not blessed, one is blessed. You see that there will be a difference. Am I saying something good? How many people like what I'm preaching to you so far? How many people like the topic? How many like the topic? It's a very, everybody likes it. If you don't like it, Jim, that's, I didn't say it, Pastor Molly said it. Me, I don't speak fancy. But if you don't like a blessing, if you are sitting now in this church this afternoon, and you say, as for me, the thing they call blessing. You know, I'm showing it to you. No, because the swimming pool is dangerous. Number five should have been number one, but it doesn't matter. It's all in the point. Number five. You start in life. Even the starting in life. That's why I'm preaching it to children, not Pastor Maoli people. Their time has passed. You start in life by blessings. Yes. Or in other words, you will have a good start. You will have a good start by blessings. Good start. All the teachers who are big women, men and women who are, don't mind them. This one doesn't work. It will not work for them. It will not work for them. Their time is long past. No, we don't accept. We don't accept. We cannot start. We who are now 10 years old, 15 years old, 7 years old. How many are 7 years old here? 7 years, give me a wave. 7 years, 7 years, 7 years, 7 years. Oh, don't be asleep, oh. Sister girl. It's not good. Why are you doing your hair? Stand up. 7 years. 7 years. 7 years. There's 6 also. 6, 7. 6 years, 7 years. Stand up to your feet. Why are they all so far away into the crowd? When we come back from the meeting, the 7, 6 year olds, or I'm giving them the front seat. I don't want you people because what I'm preaching is for 6 year olds and 7 year olds. There should be front seat VIP this thing. Yes, VIP front seat 6, 7, 8 front seat VIP. Give them all the front. So don't count out if you are not 7. This thing, Phoebe, don't come and see again. After break, find somewhere else to sit, somewhere at the back. But all the 6, 7, 8. Do you hear what I'm telling you? Yes. It's your message. So you will be. Let me tell something. Do you know that? The richest people in the world, the whole world, especially in America, the richest people in the world are Jews. Now, Jews, do you know Israel? Do you know Israel, Moses is Israel from Egypt to the Red Sea? Do you know them? Oh, your yes is only 3 people are saying yes. Oh, this church, you don't learn about Moses and Egypt in this church. Oh, this church, you don't learn Moses, Egypt, Red Sea, and you don't learn sentences in this church. Manna, all this, you don't learn it in this church. Eh? Here people are not responding. Here people keep quiet. Moses, Egypt. Do you know? Pastor Maoli. Moses, Egypt, Red Sea. Do you know? Red Sea, Moses, Egypt, manna. Do you know? 10 Commandments, Mount Sinai. Do you know? Do you know? You are sure? Egypt, Israelites, Moses, Joshua. 12 spies, Caleb, Joshua, 12 spies, Wall of Jericho, Brother Maoli, what do you think? 10 commandments, Wall of Jericho. Eh? Caleb. Joshua. 12 spies. From here to the back. I'm not hearing the thing well. Moses. Israelites. Egypt. Bruh, you're not saying the yes, Samuel. It's like, I'm not sure that. Israelites. Red Sea. Manna. You see, you're saying yes. If I call you and I say, tell me. Senior brothers and sisters. They are senior brothers and sisters at the back. They are on this side. Senior brothers and sisters, if I say, tell me right now. 12 spies. Have you seen how the place has become quiet? 12 spies. Pastor Maoli, 12 spies. Are you hearing every response? Joshua, Caleb, I'm afraid. Let me go somewhere. Let me go to the front. Hey, Joshua! Caleb! That's why I said that. Bring the 6, 7, 8 here. Bring them here. Bring them here. They are the ones. Blessed. Blessed. Now listen, I've given you 5 reasons why. Number one is what? It will do you what? Success. Number two is what? Now let me explain prevail. Some years ago, we had some companies in Ghana, in Accra. I'm sure Cape Coast here today were some very well known companies, but in Accra we saw companies like GNTC, Kingsway, you know, all these kind of things. You don't know about them, you know, because they have been dead for like I don't know how many decades. UTC, Kingsway. Before all this is Accra City Mall, West Hills Mall, these kind of things, these ones are like modern inventions. We used to have Kingsway, Glamour, UTC. They were the huge shops in Accra. You want to shop properly, you go to those places. Today, they do not exist because they did not prevail. To prevail means that how you are, the level at which you are, you are still at that level many years on. Walmart. Yes, I was going to tell you about the Jews. I was telling you that the Jews are, when you hear somebody say Jew, it means somebody who practices the old religion of the Israelites. I hear what I'm telling you. So it means that they have a connection with Israel. The top richest people in the world, worldwide, who have billions and billions of dollars in the world, they are Jews. And the reason why it is so is because God put a blessing on Israel. Wow. There is a blessing on Israel, which makes it such that Jews are always, everywhere they are different and they are special. That's why Hitler wanted to kill all of them. And they are strong. You see, some of you, I don't know. But do you know Walmart? Have you heard Walmart before? I see you going to a Walmart shop. Yeah, I just saw somebody open the door to the Walmart and entered right now. Somebody here just entered the Walmart. Yes. Yes, sure. You see, that's Walmart. It has been there for tens of years. UTC has died. Walmart is there because a blessing makes you prevail. You will, the level at which you are, if you don't go up, you will not come down. You will be at that level year after year after year. I see you becoming great, and your greatness continues and continues and continues and continues. Yes. You will not be first term, then second term, you have come to 15th. That's not prevailing. That's not prevailing. Now, prevailing means that you are first. You know me, I used to be primary school. I didn't even know that it was important. Primary school, first. I was drinking it like water. You see? And I was not doing anything. I was just going to school. So, I don't know whether they still do it, but those days, our day, when we would do line, class by class, then they will announce. First to third. First in class 1A. And you mention the person's name, the person comes to the front. Second, third. When I was in class 1, I came to the front. Class 2, I came to the front. In fact, class 2, I was in class 2, second term class 2. My teacher said that he doesn't want me in the class. I should go to another class. I should go to class 3. In second term. So, in fact, in class 1, he was our teacher. So, class 1, first term, second term, he wanted to promote me to class 2. My father said, no, he doesn't like that thing. I was a small, short guy. So, it's small, too small. It's not, come on, even now, I'm still a short guy. You can see how I was when I was in class 1. My father said, you know, I agree. So we went to class 2. Class 2, first term. I was first. So class 2, second term. I came to school one day. I was sitting down doing something. He was giving us some work. I was doing the work. Then I don't know what came into him. He said, you, take his bag. Take his books from the cupboard. Take him to the class 3 class. So I was sitting down like that. They took my bag from where I was sitting. Somebody was carrying my bag. Somebody was carrying my books. They took it. The class 3 class, this is the class 2. When you come out of the door, corridor is here. Next class is class 3. So they took me to the class 3 class. So I was looking very... Hey. You know, yeah, my seniors. Now I've come to the class. So I want to go and find some seats. I sat down cool there. Class 3. Second term. I entered in the middle of the term. second term exams, I was first. So when they called me to the phone our day, the guys who were in class 5 and like, wow, who is this guy? That will be your story. Look, me, I saw the person, I left the school. I got tired. Like, you're not my size. Yeah. In class 4, I was going to go to JSS. My father said, no. You don't go to class 4 to JSS, it doesn't work. So you said, finish class 4. So I finished. Then I went to class 5. When I finished class 5, I dashed the class 6 to the school. And I went to another school, JSS. Look, you will prevail. You will be up. You will always be up. A blessing ensures that you are up. You are always up. You will never come down. You will never come. Am I preaching something good? Yes. Next one, number what? I will spell the distinguished center. It's D-I-S-T-I-O. Distinguished. This one is the Cape Coast spelling. Fancy spelling. A-E-A fancy spelling. Holy child, holy child. Mercy. You need a blessing to affect the spelling. Mercy. Next one is what? Number what? Number four. Number four is what? No, number three is what? Yeah, when it's everybody. Try it. Oh, you're not doing one. Is it when they are talking in the house about you? That's the. Yes. This one, a blessing will change it. Yeah. You see that suddenly you are a professor in Maryland. Then you see that all those who used to say that they are calling you. Hey, prof. It's like, Yeti won't come. Oh, prof. I see your story changing, you know. Yeah. I'm calling all these people. When you are here, prof. They are looking for dollars. They are looking for dollars. But it's not a problem. You have a lot of dollars to send to them in Ghana. Yes. The last one is what? You have a good start. 6-7 year olds, your life will start properly the way it must start. Blessing will make sure you will not start. You see, there's something called a false start. When you are going to run a race, when you are running a race, usually the sprint, you know, 100 meters, 200 meters, meter race, you see on your mask, you get down, get set, you come up. You have to wait for the sound of the gun. When they shoot the gun, then you move. If you move before the gun, they call it a false start. They will come back again. I think how many times did they before they disqualify you? 2 times. So when you move before the gun, they will say all of you should come back. Then they will do it again on your mask, get set. You have to wait. If the same athlete moves again before the gun, they disqualify that athlete. That particular race will not run because it's a false start. You are starting, but you will not have a false start in life. You will have a good start in life. Some of you are not saying amen. I don't know whether you are Christians or you are. What are you? Yes. Now, we don't have time, so let me now show you something. I want to show you the ways. I can continue, right? Yes. I'm going to show you, and we're going to discuss this. We'll go on break, we'll come back again. Continue, yes, we'll continue it, and I'll explain it. And then my best part is to show you examples of human beings who chased, worked hard for a blessing, and how their life came from ordinary to superstar. Let me give you a hint. One of my best guys, my favorite guys of all time, is a guy whose name is spelled J-A-C-O-B. Jacob. I love Jacob. I fell in love with Jacob last year. The more I look at Jacob, the more I see how spiritual Jacob is, Jacob was, and how every Christian must try and see things and understand things and do things like Jacob. You see, so I'll tell you the story of Jacob. That one, that's the story, the only story I'll tell you. And you will see from this conference, when you hear, what do you say? No, if you hear that somebody is talking about blessing, It doesn't concern you. You are passing. But because you heard bleh, how many of you will respond to bleh from this conference onwards? Yeah. So let me show you and then we are moving on. So how do we work hard or labor for a blessing? Are you ready for it? All right, number one. Maybe the only one we're going to talk about in this conference for this year is this number one. To labor for a blessing, labor for a revelation. I will explain it to you. Don't worry. Any big word you hear me say, I will explain. Labor for a revelation. Labor. This is where everybody must wake up. This is a juicy part. You got to wake up. You are sleepy. Tap your neighbor who is sleeping by you. Why is my fountain not coming up? It's not working for me at all. I don't want to speak to you here. I want to speak fantasies. Wake somebody up. Tell the person that juicy part is coming. Wake the person up. No. Everybody, wake up. Tap your neighbor, wake up. The pastor is about to reveal a secret. Wake up. Are you awake? What's your name? Gideon. Tell me, let me see. Son, are you happy? How old are you? Preaching is difficult. So when you are preaching, somebody is by you, it's nice. That's why I've been calling everyone to come and stand by me. Are you not feeling good? Or you are feeling under pressure? They are all looking at you. You are okay. You are not shy. Beautiful. You are wearing yellow. I'm wearing red. It's red and yellow. Beautiful. It's a nice. It's a very nice combination. Please. We don't want any rough. We beg you. Any problems here? All right. Labor for a revelation. Have you written it down? Now, I say what? I cannot hear you. This is the only discussion we are going to have in this conference. I'm not going to talk a lot about other things. Only this one. I need you. Is it Kobe? Kobe what? Entry. You are a fine boy. Nice cat. Will you be my friend? Yes. Are you ready for it? Now let me explain to you what a revelation is. And then we can continue. You want to go and sit down? You want to stand by me? Come and stand by me. You'll be a pastor one day. You preach like me. You like to be a preacher like me. God will make you preach like me. Better than me, Kra. Preaching is nice, though. It's nice. I'm happy. I'm enjoying it. Write it down. What a revelation is, number one. A revelation is a word from God. What is a revelation? A revelation. Do you want to go and write this one down? Go and write it down. Or did you bring a book? Kobe. What is your mother here? Your sister? Do you have a big sister here? Big brother? Little sister? Where's your big brother? Where is Caleb? Do you have a book? I don't know what I should tell you. Number two, you have it. You have number one. Number one, a revelation is a word from God. Do you have it? Number two, a revelation is light from heaven. Do you have it? Do you have it? A revelation is light from heaven. Number three, a revelation is light that will guide you into the very place you need to be. A revelation is light that will guide you into the very place you need to be. So three things about revelation. Number one is what? Everybody together, number one is what? A revelation is a word from God. Everybody say it. A revelation is a word from God. Number two is what? A revelation is light from heaven. Again. Number one is what? A revelation is a word from God. Number two, a revelation is light from heaven. Number three, a revelation is light that will guide you to you need to be. You have these three. And I need you to keep these three in your mind as we discuss how to live. So what we are saying is that we are going to now, in this conference, from this conference onwards, we are going to work hard. After the conference, we are all going to go back home and labor, work hard for a word from God, or for light from heaven, or from a light that will guide you. Because the thing is that the blessing that God has for you, that blessing, it is that you need light to shine on the way so that you can pass and get to that blessing that God has for you. Is it making sense to you? Is it making sense to you? Are you ready for it? Are you ready to labor for a blessing? And then I'm now going to show you, when I finish showing you, I'm going to give you the methods by which we labor for a revelation. And then I will show you the different revelations. Just a few. And the blessings you will get. How many are enjoying the conference? Like, I have a lot of things to tell you. You like the things I'm telling you? Okay. So, how to labor for a revelation? Number one. Through a daily quiet time. You don't believe it, but that's the answer. How many of you are surprised? Yes. Phoebe is surprised. Yes. Through a daily quiet time. Labor for a revelation. How? Number one. Through a daily quiet time. Number two, through Bible study. Number one is what? Number two is what? Number three is what? Number three is what? I have not said it yet. Ah, okay. Through listening to preaching messages or preaching things, listening to preaching. Listening. One is daily quiet time, Bible study, and then now listening. You listen to the word being preached. Listening to preaching. Okay, through listening to preaching. Three ways. Is it simple? I don't give you plenty of things you cannot remember. Just small. 3 days, 5 days, 3 days. How many can remember all those things? 5 days, five reasons why you must labor for a blessing. Three meanings of revelation. 3 ways by which, that's all. Not a lot of things you can remember all these things. Okay. So what are the three methods by which we labor for a revelation? Number one is what? Through a daily quiet. Number two is what? Through what? Number three is what? listening to preaching, listening to preaching. Amen. Is it clear to you? Now listen, I'm not going to teach you. How many of you know how to do a daily quiet time? Quiet time. How many of you know how to? If you don't do it, Pastor Maul is the one. I will buy a cane from this thing, Kutukraba Market. It's a place called Kutukraba Market. Here. Yes, he's the one with the lash. I'm Reverend, he's pastor. So I'm like, I'm his senior. Yeah. Oh, you don't understand? Oh, you don't? Or because of the body. No, you can't do anything to me. If he doesn't, I'll report him to Bishop Dad. I'll write a letter to Bishop Dad. Dear Bishop Dad, there's a pastor in the Cape Coast. He is maltreating your Reverend minister that you have ordained. Yes. How many of you know how to have quiet? Please don't lie also, but tell the truth also, but raise up your hand. Daily quiet time. Stand to your feet if you know how to. Yeah, you know what to do. If you wake up in the morning and say, I want to have quiet time, you know what to do. Stand up, let me see you. Let me see you. Stand up fast. Okay. How many of you have heard it before? You have heard quiet time, step one, do this, step two, do this. How many of you have heard it before? You need to stand up and join them. Stand up and join those who are standing. Step one, this, step two, this. So you, when you were in KCH, they preached it to you. Or when you were in JCH, somebody, your teacher taught you or explained it to you. You have heard it before. You've heard it before. But how come you were not standing the first time? Sit down. How many of you, quiet time, the topic, how to have quiet time? You have not heard it before. You have not been taught. You have not heard it before. Stand up, let me see. How to have quiet time. Obia, nobody has taught you before. Teach me the fan. Nobody has taught you before. No, I want to see the fancy so that I will tell them. Come on.
Sorry,
you have not. Hey, some of you are telling lies in the church. How many of you are lying in the church? You are in church, you are lying. You have not heard it before. Or you have all heard it before. Have you all heard it before? Have you heard it before? Your yes is only people that are saying yes. Have you heard it before? How to have quiet time? You've heard it before? You've heard it before? Everybody has heard it before. Who hasn't heard it before? You have not been taught. Give me a wave like this. I've not heard it before. I've not heard it before. Raise up your hand. Two people at the back. God bless you. All right. Beautiful. So I'm not going to teach it because you know it already. Now, how many of you have been having quiet time at least, 5 times a week. At least 5 over 7. Stand up to your feet. 5. Stand up. You have been doing quiet time 5. At least Monday to Friday, dear. No problem at all. Stand up. Saturday is weekend, so what a check. But Monday to Friday, there is always constant. Eh? Auntie Christie. I'm not seeing you one handle. In this AFRICA. I know you all. When I came last time, you were here. What's your name? Huh? What? Senedi. Hey. Is that an Ewe name? Senedi. Senedi, yes. And you are making this bro for Senedi. It's like Kennedy. Senedi is not Senedi. You are trying to confuse me. So only Senedi in the church has 5, okay, 4 over 7. At least 4 over 7. Before God and man. 4 over 7. Masha, Pakoba, Kalabaha, Basho, Kapra, Tori, Balabasha. 3 over 7. Antichristi. By the way, Antichristi was my church member in J Church in Tamale. I was a pastor. I thought you'd be clapping for me. You clap for me. Is he a good auntie? Is he a good auntie? Then clap for me hard. Yes. So we were in a, she was in our dancing stars. I was the shepherd, the dancing stars. So how come that you don't know quite? Because we were doing quite a time. I don't know what has happened here. What is happening here? 3/7, don't sit down. 3/7, 4/7, 5/7, stand up. Two over seven, join them. Two over seven.
Two whole number.
One over seven. Zero. This will go 1/7 to sit down. 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 Zero, zero, zero. Give me a wave. Zero, zero, zero. Zero, zero, zero. Zero, zero, zero. Zero, zero, zero. Listen. Listen. I prophesy to you. After this conference, 7/7. 7/7. 7/7. 7/7. If you're not saying amen, you're not wise. 7/7. 7/7. 7/7. 7/7. 7/7. 7/7. 7/7. Monday to Monday. You know the reason why? You know the reason why it will be 7/7? Because after this conference, you will be chasing a blessing. You will be laboring to be blessed. And I tell you, I tell you. Look, show me just Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Please, it's a verse I know you know, but you don't believe it. Joshua 1 8. Are you tired? You want to stand here small? Follow me, follow me. When I walk, you follow me. The reason why somebody who is attending the labor to be blessed edition of the SCC will read his Bible in the morning, aka have his quiet time every day for 7 days from this conference onwards, is because this book of the law, if it does not depart from thy mouth, and thou observe to do according to all that is written therein, God promises you, Phoebe, you will have success. What did we say about blessings? It brings success. It brings success. It brings success. A blessing will bring success. It will make you succeed in life. And one of the ways by which we get a blessing is that we first look for a revelation. And that revelation, which is the word of God, which comes from heaven, which guides us into the place we need to be. What it does is that it will bring you good success, and that shall make thy way prosperous. I promise you. I cannot lie to you. I'm a pastor. I cannot come to Kumasi from Kumasi, take a car, put fuel in it, drive it, and come here and come and tell you lies. I tell you. I tell you. I'm telling you, and I'm going to show you, I am going to show you how Jacob received life. Hey, Jacob, I like Jacob. I love Jacob. I will show you a life. Phoebe, 5/7 will not work. 7. Okay, please, sir, please, what is your name? Abigail. If I have an agreement with you, that every day you come and say good morning to me, I give you 200 CD notes, one. So, good morning, Reverend William. 200 CD notes, one. You don't have to. Good morning, Reverend William. 200 CD notes, one. Will you come 5 over 7? How many of you will come 1 over 7? How many of you? Because so that we can tell that, hey, Jim, how many of you will come? How many of you, if every day you come and greet me, every day you come and greet me in the morning, by a certain time, we have an agreement, 7 o'clock every morning, come and greet me. If you come at 7:05, it doesn't count. 7:00, how many of you will wake up early and come at 7 o'clock? How many of you, if I say every morning 7 o'clock, if you come at 7 o'clock and you say, good morning, Reverend William, I'll take 200 Ghana Cedi notes, I'll give you 200 Ghana Cedi notes. How many of you come 1 over 7? How many of you come 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, you know, there is nobody in this, even the Reverend Pastor, all these grown-ups, big grown-ups who are here, they will, even they will come. How many grown-ups will come? How many grown-ups will come? And wait for the servant to knock. That's why God sends me. God sends me to show you that.
Preach it. Tell us.
You are getting, because every day brings its own light, which brings its own blessing. The 2 days that you are not coming is the 2 days you are not collecting the 200. And so you say, I don't mind, no problem. But there is 200 times 7 available. But you have chosen that I want only 5. As for the last 2, you can keep it. There is nobody here in his right sense. That's something that's right. You know right senses. What does it mean? Right senses means that your brain is working. There is nobody here in this room in his right senses. Even these 6-year-old people who are sleeping here, if you show them 200 CD money like this, 200 CD, 200 CD, nobody who will say, keep the 2, I like 5. Or keep 6, I like 1. But the reason why you are not having quiet time 7 times is because you do not understand every day's light. Every day's guidance, every day God shows you something new to work into your blessing. And you never know the particular day when the thing becomes complete. You come Monday, don't come Tuesday. Come Wednesday, don't come Thursday. Come Friday, don't. As for Sunday, dear, all of us don't have quiet time on Sundays. True, 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 and true. True, true, true. True, true, true. True, true, true. What's wrong? You don't like responding, you know. True, true, true. True, true, true. You don't have quiet time on Sunday. It's a Sunday, we are going to church. We're going here preaching there. You don't wake up in the morning, Sunday morning, and have time. What you are doing is that the 200 things I would have given you on Sunday, you have attached it to me. I should keep it. Nobody does that. This book of the law, he says, if you will make sure that every day, you come in contact with this book of the law, make sure every day I come. Is it? So, you know, give me a Bible and show something. People say, I would say, when you're having quiet time, structure it, get a devotional, find a way, whatever. But I would say something. This whole thing is called Book of the Law. Everything written here is the Word of God. God can guide you through any sentence at all that you read in the scripture. So for me, in the beginning of the discussion, while we are talking about this thing, before we go into details, I will say, open to anywhere, Phoebe, Abigail, is it Abigail? Open to anywhere, and read it. I'm not preaching well. Open to anywhere. To anywhere.
I don't know what to read. Open to anywhere. If you read something that doesn't make sense, jump. Next one. Next one. You will jump until someone, well, it makes sense. Open to anywhere. This book of the law, if you will come and have contact with it, the people at the back, are they hearing me? Can you hear me at the back? Can you hear me at the back? Can you hear me at the back? If you will make a promise to yourself, Pastor Maoni, what I'm preaching is very important to me. If it's not important to me, I'll stop. I will go on lunch break. If you will, I am looking for three people who will say, after this conference, what the man is saying, I will do it. And see what will happen. If you will open to anywhere, open to anywhere, open to anywhere, every day, unless God is a liar, big fat liar, unless God is the big, is God a big fat liar? Is God a big fat liar? Is God a scammer? Is he a fraudster? Is he a swindler? Therefore, is this word true? Is it true that if thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, thou shalt make thy way prosperous, you will prosper in every way. Is it true? Is it true? Is God telling the truth? Oh, your yes is not good at God. Are you saying that God is lying? Is God telling the truth? Is he telling the truth? Is he telling the truth? That's something that you are not doing this thing. After this conference, you are not in a hurry to have quiet time every day for 7 days a week. I will describe you as F-O-O-L, A-Gym, A-Gym, F-O-O-L, A-Gym, F-O-O-L, A-Gym. I'm telling you something. After I have showed you where the money is, you won't go and take it. A-Gym, you will make your way prosperous. You will have good success. Not just success. Some success is there. Some success is there. When you get it, it comes with problems. God's success is good. Daily quiet time. Open your Bible. Read it anyway. I gave my life to Christ in 1995. I was 14 years old. Not in a church. Not in a church. In my father's living room. Alone in my father's living room. With a cassette tape. I borrowed from a friend. When we go to BEC, I saw him holding his cassette. I said, this cassette, what is it? Preaching cassette. I said, give it to me. I want to go and listen to it some. So he gave it to me. And we were reaching with BEC. We were waiting for the results. I was at home. One day I was doing my house chores. And I remember that I collected some cassette from a friend of mine. I'm not listening to it yet. So when I finished my house chores, I put the cassette in the player. You don't know what a cassette is, but some time ago it was something. It was something that was there. That's what I said. Put it inside the cassette. I sat down and listened to the man preaching. When the man finished preaching, I was sitting on the center table. The sound system was in front of me, and the man was preaching. White man from America. When he finished preaching, he said, if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, pray this prayer after me. I sat on the center table, me and the cassette player. He prayed. I prayed. I was born again. I didn't even know what to do afterwards. But by the grace of God, I had a small New Testament. Gideon's. Matthew, Mark, up to Revelation, Psalms at the end, and Proverbs. I had it. I began to read it. To read it. You have Holy Bible, Ghana flag, Revised Standard Version, Ghana edition. For secondary schools, with Nehemiah and Ezra in it. I didn't have Nehemiah in it. I only had Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians. What's the next one? Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, 1 and 2 Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1 Peter, 2 Peter, 1, 2, 3 John, Jude, Revelation, Psalms, Proverbs. That's all I had. Every day, one verse. Every day, one verse. Every day. Just one day I was reading the Bible, I saw the Bible said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Is that what it said? Kabashokara. I say, Lord, show me how to be pure in heart. Hey, Charlie, that day. Am I talking to the people in front or only all everybody? Pastor Molly,
The scriptures were literal to me. I tell you, there was nobody there to explain to me that it means this. Wait a minute. Go and sit down small. Okay. After a few minutes, you can come. Put your hand up for my assistant pastor. Yes. I have the pictures. I have the picture. The picture with Junior, I have it. I have the picture with him also. I'm going to get it. You will see when you become. When you see him preaching in this hall one day, you will see that it has happened. It has happened. Pure in heart. I went out. I said, today there, no insulting somebody, no talking by heart, no disrespecting. They send me. I go, on that day, my mother called me. When they call me, I appear. Because the Bible says, and I believe, the Bible says, if your heart is pure, you will see God. Don't you want to see God? Don't you want to see God? Only one person in the Bible that they describe that. He said, I want to see God. God said, I'll let you see me. I'll try. Because the Bible said, no human being, God told Moses that no human being can see God and live. But still, I will try. I'll show you something. I said, if I am pure in heart, I can see God. I'll try. Hey, that day, if you insult me, I'll say, bless you. You know how sometimes, you really want to insult the person back, but like, bless you. Because that day, I have an agenda. I want to see God. One another, they are ready. Brother, are the peacemakers. For they shall inherit the earth or something. That was what it says. See, I didn't know what it meant. But I thought that inherit, like it's a padia, you know, inherit. If you are a peacemaker. Children of God, yes. Let's say a peacemaker. So, how many want to be children of God? I was a small boy, 14 years old, I saw the scripture. When I said, blessed are the peacemakers. Peacemakers means that somebody is quarreling with you. You won't quarrel. You say, it's okay. You can take it. Some of you say, no, hey. My daughter is like 10, going to 11. Then my son is 8, like 9. And then I see that sometimes there are some issues. I tell my daughter that, look, Charlie, can't you just let this thing go? Because the boy, he's trying to be smart. You see, like you say, you are doing dishes. Like recently, I heard something. I heard that it was clear to me. She said, today is somebody is doing dishes. Tomorrow is somebody is doing dishes. So what happens is that what I was hearing was that, am I preaching to you?
Yeah.
When we finish eating today evening, the person who is doing today's dishes should have washed today's dishes this evening. So that tomorrow, the person on duty will start afresh. But what happened was that the one who was doing today's dishes left the evening one and it went to add to yesterday. My son said she should remove her yesterday's dishes. He won't wash the yesterday ones, no. So they have to come and separate the what kind of legal whatever it is. They said, I'll not wash it. I'm not going to wash it until she should come and remove yesterday evening, because yesterday evening is not my duty. I'm on duty today. Hey! So I said, look, are you not seeing peacemakers? Tell this doesn't matter. You just wash it. No, I will not agree. Hey! Me, when I read that, I said, you want to fight with me? Peacemakers, children of God. I want to be a child of God. You see, that's how you gradually walk into a blessing that makes people recognize. I am being recognized right now. I'm here. I'm not being recognized.
Yeah.
I'm listening to you all. Listen, even grown up, big people, they are listening. You can't go anywhere until I say there's break. It's your church. Me, I came from Kumasi, but you can't go anywhere. You are Mrs. What? Sit down, man. Sit down. My name is Mrs. Mr. I'm preaching. You say you are Mr. What? Sit down. Let me preach to you, man. Pastor Maoli is sitting now. He's and I'm reverend. He cannot go anywhere. Even he's wearing cross. I'm not wearing cross, but no, I can't go anywhere. And you see, that's from
then, when I began to respect the book of the law and to go to it every day, every day, every day, what it does is that it will bring a blessing which will make you recognized. 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 I have come from God. Do you think there's nobody here to preach? Fine, he preaches to you. Doesn't he preach to you every, on Sunday in LOJ? He cannot preach to you here. Don't you preach here in LOJ? Doesn't he preach here? So why is he not the one preaching? And I'm the one preaching. I'm not going to let him preach some. I'm preaching all. Sunday he'll preach. But this conference, today, tomorrow too, we are coming here. Some of us, we are tomorrow, we are in the church. We are. SEC continues tomorrow. For those of us who are in LOJ, SEC continues tomorrow. Are you not come for the Lord? Are you jealous? How many of you are going to have quiet time every day? That's all I'm saying. My plenty talking is to tell you that you are making a mistake. You are making a mistake. You are making a mistake. Especially those of you who are doing 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0. You are making a mistake. You are making a mistake. You are making a mistake. Every day you have quiet time, what you are doing is you are coming to find light. Revelation from the word of God. A revelation, it comes from the word of God. A revelation, when you get a revelation, it brings you into a blessing, and a blessing will make you distinguished. Have your quiet time, not because somebody is going to check. Have your quiet time, because in your quiet time, God will give you light that will guide you to where you must be. Pastor Molly, am I preaching the thing well? Oh, I should let you come and do recap so that you can explain it or whatever. Give me a like Bible. The people who walk around me. Listen, this is my friend, he's Reverend Caesar from Accra. He was my church member in Tamale. I used to send him about like boy. It's what boy. Yeah. You see, yesterday we went to the breeze. Some of you, how many of you have gone to the breeze before? There was a lot of breeze here. And I was standing with him. We're standing there, we're just looking at the seashore. And we're talking about prayer. And I was sharing with him some things I have learned about prayer from the Bible. I like talking about the Bible. I like Bible. The Bible is, you see, because God is true and God is not a liar. The words that he has spoken, they are very nice. But I think they are switching off. If you don't behave well, you will not go on break. Smile, everybody should smile. You are looking very serious in the church. Smile, everybody smile. Otherwise, no break. Smile. Stand up, everybody stand up like this. Stand up. Shift yourself in your chair. Do something. And smile. Please smile. I don't like the way you are. Yes, stand up. Everybody stand up and shake and do, yeah, something. Yes. You spell SEC with your waist. How do you? It's a nice thing. Spell SEC with your waist. Everybody, spell SEC with your waist. It's a very nice, yes. Oh, I'm serious. Oh. Hallelujah. Yes. Are you telling it? Everybody ready to go? S. Spell S. S. C. C again. Then let's do 20. So 2, 0, 2, 4. Push yourself up and down powerfully and sit down. Hallelujah. How many of you understand what I'm preaching to you so far? So that's the first one. Quiet time. That one, if you don't know how to do it, I will leave it to all the safe teachers in your churches. After tomorrow, those of you are not going to be here tomorrow, we'll go to your church. Safe teachers, please teach the children steps to having an effective quiet time. It's a very simple thing. You can reduce the steps are 7 in the book. It can become any number you want. But just teach the children
how to have a quiet time, how to have a good quiet time. What is this making sense to you? Antichristy? Antichristy? Is it J Church? Antichristy is J Church or L Church? Antichristy L Church. Where is Clara? Clara is which one? K Church. Antichristy L Church. Anti Clara. K Church. Who is J Church? L and J are Antichristy. L and J. Antichristy. Quiet time. Anti Clara. Anti, and then anti this one. Anti and this other Christy. Is it also Christy? Church is where? I Church. Number two is Bible study. Bible study is when we take the quiet time we have done and then we enter it a bit more for details. The reason, see what I was preaching to you right now, what I did is like Bible study. When I start, I say, what's the meaning of blessing? Do you see? And you find there are scriptures I could have showed you about each of the five reasons why man is blessed. Like, recognize, there's a scripture for it. I can show you an example of somebody. Distinguish, there's a scripture. I didn't say it because if I read it, it would take a long time. Or that's Bible study. You go into details to find this one, this one, this verse. Is that another verse like that one? That one, so I cannot teach you in this conference. We don't have a lot of time. Then number three is listening to preaching. Let it be on the phone or in your DVD player. What do they have nowadays at home? Even your Bluetooth speaker. How many of you have the Bluetooth speakers that can take memory cards? Ready to pair, yes. Bluetooth is ready to pair. How many of you have that one, Sam? Now it's become better. They don't say those things anymore. Now it's, they have improved the English. Connected. They don't talk a lot. Connected. How many of you have Bluetooth speaker or Bluetooth earphone? You can put memory card in it. Yeah. You find preaching. Bishop Daddy Ward Mills has fine preaching. I think we'll be clapping for him more. Yeah. One of my favorite series of messages that he has preached that I think you can listen to is called Seven Great Principles. He teaches seven principles. There are seven of them, but each of them is on something else. So, seven great principles of salvation, seven great principles of this. Seven great, you should find it and listen to it. Yes. If you come to the media guys in church on Sunday, so please, can I find a message to listen to? They'll copy it somewhere for you, put it on your Bluetooth speaker or your headphone, and you listen to it. What I'm saying, they don't like it though. Do you like what I'm preaching? You like what I'm preaching? Yes. You will hear, light will come to you. Light. What I'm saying is making sense to you. They are preaching, you can listen to the preaching. Put it on like that and listen to it. You see, when you're in church and they preach, and they finish preaching, many times you forget most of what has been preached. But if you have it recorded and you listen to it, you know, in COVID time, I was preaching on YouTube.
Okay.
For my church. Okay. So we used to go to the church and record the preaching. Then I'll put it online when it is time for the service. Then the children will be at home and then they'll be watching me preaching to them. And then last year, I went to YouTube and I saw one of those videos. Oh, it's okay. One of the videos. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Once you can hear me, it's okay. Just listen to me. Yeah, just listen to me. So I went to the YouTube there. I was the one preaching. I was watching myself and I was preaching. And I said, hey, the preaching is nice, so. I was listening. I said, hey, preaching is nice, so. Like, I would just listen to it. Oh, Charlie, this is how bad this is. I'll say, amen. That's like, and I was the one who was preaching, but I was watching me who was preaching. It's nice. And you see, sometimes I said this one too. Because that's how it is. By the time the service is over, you have forgotten many of the, bruh. These are the peacemakers. They are the children of God. Don't be fighting with the peacemakers. Okay, you want to be a child of God? No fighting in church. Okay, beautiful. So, Bluetooth speaker, Bluetooth headphone, listen to preaching. Is it okay? Okay. Now we're gonna go on break. But I want to say, how many want to say something before we go on break? I should go on break now. I should say it. Okay. I'm going to show you maybe five revelations and the blessings that they come with. Then I'll give you homework. Go and find all the rest of the revelations in the Bible that come with blessings. Okay. Okay. So I'm going to give you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five specific revelations that bring a blessing. Or five specific blessings that a revelation will bring. Is it making sense to you? Five specific revelations that bring a blessing. I'm giving you the five as examples to show you that there are many, many revelations you find in God's word that will bring a blessing to you. Should I preach it? Okay. Revelation number one. Psalm 1, verse 1. Revelation number 1. Psalm 1, verse 1. What does it say? It says, blessed is the man. Is that correct? Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. Do you see law there? So now this is the revelation. The revelation is that, listen to this very carefully. What did I say a revelation is? It's a light. Or it's guides. A revelation shows you something you must do to get a result. In chi is apanche. It's like if you should. Like also, so probably what should I do? Do this then, it will solve. So the revelation is Psalm 1, verse 1. Am I preaching well? Am I still preaching well? Am I making sense? Am I making sense? Now listen, Kobe, pay attention. The revelation is this. A person who does not walk in the advice of ungodly people, number one, or he stands in the place where sinners are. He's not in the company of sinners. His friends are not sinners. Number two, or he doesn't sit where people who laugh at other people. There's scornful of people who laugh at other people. If you are a girl and you don't walk with sinners, don't take at the advice of the ungodly, and you are not walking around people who laugh at other people, that's a revelation. The blessing, verse 3. So, this is, you see, I don't know what I'm saying is making sense. So, it's revelation and blessing. Revelation, Psalm 1, verse 1 and verse 2. Is it making sense to you? Blessing, Psalm 1, verse 3. The blessing which comes from the revelation that you must avoid the company of bad people, but rather find a way to meditate on God's word. The blessing that comes with that revelation is this. He shall be like a tree. Forget about the planting of rivers of water. He shall be like a tree. He shall be like a tree. I don't have time to explain to you why a tree is a big thing. He shall be like a tree. I think that I should go on break. But I think many of you are going to sleep. How many of you are awake? Three people are awake. Four. Who understands what I'm preaching to you so far? If you are tired, what I'm preaching cannot work. I want you to get it. I want you to do what? To get it. Because you're getting the blessing which comes. You see, human beings, we like to do things for the benefit we can get. God is not annoyed about that. No. Sometimes you will hear, Sometimes a pastor will tell you that you are doing this because God is not annoyed. He's not annoyed about it. If you look in the Bible, you will see that if you do this, I'll give you a crown. If you do this, I'll... Have you not seen God saying that? He started it. He started it. It is God who started it. If you do this, I'll do this. If you do this, I'll do it. So, there is nothing wrong with a Christian doing something because of what God will do for him. It's not wrong. It's not wrong. It's not wrong. It's not wrong. So you should do something only because you love God. No, please, I don't know where that one is coming from. In the Bible, do something because of what God will give you. He said, in my father's house, there are many mansions. I go to prepare. If it was not so, I would have told you. So that the idea is that as you are here on this earth, all the good things you are doing, do them because there's a mansion waiting for you. It's not wrong. It's not wrong. Just do something. As for you, dear, you only serve God because of what He can give. God knows human beings. If He doesn't ask on reward, He won't do it. He won't do it. And so, inside here, God wants us to stop working with sinners, the ungodly, and the scornful, and focus on God's word day and night. And He says, when you do it, the blessing which will come is that you will be like a tree. Let me tell you, a tree, one of the things about a tree is that a tree, a plant, you can pull it out of the ground and throw it away. A tree, try. So I said, what are you doing? So I want to move this tree from here to here. They will go and tell your mother that, please, Phoebe, I don't know how to tell you this. I want to tell you something. Ma, don't be annoyed. I don't know how to tell you this. But ma, Phoebe. Phoebe and I was, Phoebe. Well, what about Phoebe? Ma, Phoebe. Your daughter Phoebe. Ma, Phoebe. Ma, it's not good though. Phoebe. What has Phoebe done? Ma, what is she doing? I met Phoebe at Pedro around some big tree. And Phoebe said that she was uprooting the tree to go and plant it in front of our house. Your mother will put her cloth around her waist like this. She'll forget that she's not wearing slippers. She will start coming from her house. Am I preaching to only the people in the front? She starts going, maybe, Phoebe. You see, what's going on? Yeah. A tree, when it is planted, and you see, the reason why he added rivers, when a tree that is planted by a river grows very big and very tall. That's why he added rivers of living water. If you check any trees that are planted along rivers, apart from coconut trees, they are not normal nature, they are slim things. Coconut trees are slim things. So they don't become fat. But like even the coconut trees, because the water is salty, but if you have a tree planted by a river where the water is fresh, those trees, they grow tall and they grow big. God says that if you will revelation, don't walk with ungodly people. Don't walk with people who laugh at other people. Don't walk with people who give bad advice. Focus on the Bible and meditate on what the Bible says. You will be like a tree. What I'm preaching is not good. I don't like it. That's just part one of the blessing. Part two of the blessing. Look at it. He will bring forth his fruit in season. That's what it says. In each season. Yes. You will not write wasi and write remedials. That's the meaning of the scripture. Yeah. You will not write wasi and write remedials. You will bear forth fruit. The time when you must get those A's, you will get it. It's not that you wrote it and then you went to write it again, then you now got, no, you will get the 8 A's in season. I'm preaching well. I don't know what I'm saying. Don't put all. Should I go to Winneba and go and preach it there? I should go to Winneba and preach it there. You don't know what I'm preaching. You will bear fruit. I'm telling you, what must happen will happen to you. That according to the season of God, at the age of 25 years, when you are finishing university, 2 years after you finish university, you must have a brand new car. It will happen in each season. You don't see. You're not saying amen. Well, I don't know what I mean. You will not be a girl who you have been in the church and you're like, Charlie, then it's like, now we are looking for a husband. It's a major project that we're not looking for a husband. No, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And then the husband, what is going to bring it? When you see what God has brought, you just start thinking, see what the Lord has done. Can't you see what the Lord has done? What we waited for has come to pass. I'm the one causing it, that's why. It's me. Yes. Stop working with foolish boys and girls in your class who give bad advice. Stop working. I'm telling you, many of you, these adolescent boys and girls, I don't know what I think, because my informant say small, no, they say they are dating. They have somebody, they are dating. Have you heard that word before? They are dating. We are dating. I'm dating. We are dating. You see, when they enter secondary school, suddenly they start posting some particular boy on their status, every day. Every day they are posting. And you see love. You know that love. They'll post, there's some love here and there. There's no, sometimes so big. Sometimes babe. Every day they are posting babe. Look. We came to look for a blessing. And God says that if you will stay away from those ungodly people. Am I preaching well or is not? I want that thing to sink into you. This blessing, it has parts. Part one is you will be a tree. You see, let me tell something what it means that you'll be a tree. Sometimes you are working in a very good company. They're paying a very good salary. One day you are just sitting down and say, it happens in their minds a lot. They are working, then they'll say, now they want to reduce the number of employees, so they are sacking people. They sack anybody. It will not happen to you.
Amen.
Why? You will be like a tree planted. Plants, they can sack everybody except you. You don't like it. You will bear your fruit in season. You will bear. The time it must come, it will not delay. You see, sometimes, how do we define delay? Sometimes human beings say it has delayed. It's not delay. It's not God's time yet. No. Jesus, the Israelites have been waiting for him. They have prophesied about him. Isaiah have prophesied about him. Yeah, long. Hundreds of years before Jesus appeared. It's almost, he came, the Bible calls it the fullness of time. God has a time. All I'm saying is that when that time God has set comes, it will not pass. I'm not preaching anything well, eh? Part three of the blessing, his leaf shall not wither. It means that you haven't gone to the UK, but your skin is fresh. You don't need creams. You have not gone to the UK. You are in Ghana here, but your skin is fresh. Am I saying something well or? Leaf wither. It means. You see, you know, since I came here, two people have told me, you have not changed. One person saw me 2 years ago. One person saw me 20 years ago. I met a guy at the beach, that beach there yesterday. He was my student. He was in JSS 1. I was his teacher. JSS 1. Many years ago. He's a big man. He said he's a director of the Adisadel Hospital. He's the medical director at the Adisadel Hospital. He's a big boss. He was my small boy. He's a small boy. I was teaching him science. GSS 1. When I came to Cape Coast, I said, I'm here. He said, I'll come to come and see you. I saw him down at the place yesterday. He looked at me and said, you have not changed. You are just the way that there is no gray hair. You are not grown old. You are not whatever. That's the meaning of your leaf shall not wither. I thought you were clapping for the Lord. No. One day, some years ago, I think it's like maybe 2 years ago or 3 years ago, I went to Accra. And then I remember that I have a friend from secondary school. I have not seen him in a long time. So I called him and said, I'm in Accra. So I was staying in Labadi. He said, he's coming to trade fair to do something. When he finishes, he will pass by where I'm staying so that he will see me. So he finished and he called me and I met him. Charlie, when I saw the guy, my mate, the gray hair. No. I was alarmed. I saw the hair. So when we chatted, we talked, so then I said, let's take a picture. So we took a picture. Me and him. So somebody took a picture of us. We were standing here, took a picture of us. So one day later, I think like the next day or something, I posted the picture on my status. Like I seen an old friend. Then somebody, one of my friends, saw the picture. And then he texted me and said, ah, the guy in the picture now, is he your friend? I said, yes. Are you the same age? I said, yes. He may be about older than me by about 1 year or 2 years. I said, the guy looks old. I hadn't noticed. So when he said, I want to look at the picture again, I said, oh, the guy is great. You will think that it's somebody and his younger brother. That's how I've come. But me and him were in the same secondary school, same class, natural in the same class. Your leaf, it shall not wither. How many, well, we should go on break or we should preach? Part 4. I like part 4. Part 4 summarizes all the things that are not inside that blessing. He said, whatever he does, it will prosper. If he plants maize, it will prosper. If he sells banshee, it will prosper. If he applies for visa, it will prosper. If he writes BEC, he will prosper. If he travels abroad, he will prosper. If he stays in Ghana, he will prosper. Is it making sense to you? Yeah, whatsoever he doeth. How many of you have quiet time now? How many of you are saying, if you're not having quiet time, you're a fool? How many of you can see that? You are doing bad yourself. You are wounding. How many can see that say, you are oh, like you are hurting yourself, you say in fancy?
A proud home.
Say, and yet quiet time, a proud home. Tell your neighbor, say, and yet quiet time, and kind, oh Bible, and King kind, oh Bible, how you say it? A proud home. Whatever. Say your neighbor, like, you are looking at my face, you know, say your name. What's your name? I don't like what you are doing, you know. Tell him. Tell him that he doesn't have quiet time. A brown. Do you speak fancy? Or do you speak Ghan? I agree. Hausa. English. Norwegian. French. English. Only English. No Ghanaian language. Fra. Dagbani. English. Portuguese. Spanish. Okay, tell him in English. Tell him in English. Tell your neighbor, a brown home. Shake your neighbor like this and say, a brown home. And King Kind of Bible, like, a brown home. Tell him, a brown. Shake him. Shake no. So, Nimu, not shake no. Bra. And see, Fantina, me canana, ever since now, me say, so Nimu, say. Shaking a brown home, touching the brown home. I can't. How many of you have quiet time from tomorrow morning? We are changing after this conference, quiet time every morning. No, you are saying, I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal. Please up your hand. You are promising on your honor. Tomorrow, even today, because of what you have heard, when I go home, today's quiet time, I'll do it before I sleep. How many are going to do before you sleep? Yeah, because you are laboring for a revelation. A revelation. Something that will change. And I have shown you, this is a revelation. If you want to prosper, your leaf will not wither. What do? Stay away from ungodly people. Stay away. One of my girls in secondary school one day, she texted me. She said, I think she called me. She said, Reverend William, my friends say that if you are a virgin, if you are a virgin by the age of 20 years, you will go mad. I said, hey, what scientific discovery is this one too? But I've not heard some before. What kind of friend do you have that is telling you that if by the age of 20 years you are a girl and you are still a virgin, you'll get mental illness? Should we go on break? Where's Pastor Maoli? Should we go? Should we go on break? Okay, let's vote. Let's vote. All those who say break, raise up your hand. Break. Put your hands down. All those who say, let's continue. Raise up your hand. Pastor Maoli, what are we doing? Should I go on? Are we continuing? Okay, continuing has won. Please put your hands down for the continuing. You have won. Number two, let me tell you number two. Let me tell you the second one and then we'll go on break. Revelation number two. So revelation number one, I said you should do what? It's in Psalm 1 verse 1 and 2. What do you do? Separate yourself from ungodly friends, from sinners, and from the scornful. That's not it. And meditate in the word of God. Okay? And then what are the blessings you are going to get? Four blessings you are going to get. Number one is what? You will be like a tree, number one. Number two, you will bring forth your fruit in season, number three. Your leaf will not wither, number four. Whatever you do will prosper. I love that one. Whatever you do will prosper. If you sell chalewate, it will prosper. Yes. Your chalewate business, you will become the number one chalewate businessman in the whole of Africa. You prosper. Revelation number two. Revelation number two. Labor for a revelation. Have your quiet time so that you can get a revelation. Is it okay? Is it okay? Hey, you mind me again? Ephesians 2, 6 2. It says what? 6 2. Ephesians 6 2. Has it come? Revelation. Anna, thy father and mother. Tell your neighbor, revelation number two is what? Thy father and mother. Tell the next neighbor, revelation number two is what? Say it well. Now let's watch the blessing. Blessing. The next verse, verse 3. That, number one, it may be well with you. Number two, you will live long on the earth. Yes. Yeah. I mean, and all these revelations, they are coming from the word of God. Unless you are saying God is a swindler, he's a fraudster, he's a scammer. God is not a scammer. God is not a swindler. This is God's word, and God is a truth teller. And God says that anybody who will honor their father and mother, that is the revelation you find from the word. Honor your father and mother. What is the blessing? Two-part blessing. Number one, it will be well with you. You see, that this is what it's like there. Whatever you do will prosper. Well with you. It will be well. It will be well with you. And number two, you will live long. How many of us will live long? See, these scammers, they go and collect money with medicine. They get money. Sometimes they get the money, they can't sleep. You say, if you sleep at night, you will die. So you sleep in the daytime. You must be awake. I mean, I've heard some before. So the medicine, the way the medicine works, you must not sleep at night. If you sleep at night, you won't wake up. So you sleep in the daytime, then you be awake in the night. So all the astroturf that they have built, when you go there in the night, you see the scammers are playing football on it. That's how they stay awake in the night. Then in the daytime they sleep. What is that? What is that? Money that you have got, a lot of money, but you can't sleep at night. You live long. I say you do what? How do you live long? Revelation. Anna, mother and father. Anna, mother. I said what? Anna, mother and father. I tell people, when your mother calls you from the room, when your mother calls you, some of you, they call you three times. Phoebe one, Phoebe two. You have made your own law in the house that unless your mother calls you three times, you cannot respond. Phoebe three, yes, ma'am. No. If you believe that God is not a scammer and this revelation is true, along with the blessing, when you hear fee, by the time she says B, you have appeared. Nobody is saying amen to what I'm saying. When you hear fee, you are here in your room. Your mother is there in the kitchen. When you hear fee, by the time she says B, here, you are here. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That is Anna. You are dishonoring your mother if she has to call you three times every time before you respond. Is that how you are? I don't know why I'm talking about it. Is that how you are? Maybe that God is talking to you. Receive it. Receive it. Yes. That is Anna. One day, when I was a small boy, my mother called me to send me to go and buy charcoal. I was playing football. I was not happy at all. I came. I had a frown on my face. When I came there, she said, and then she was begging me. She said, oh, when she said there was a frown on my face, like, you go and come back fast. It's okay. So I was going with a frown on my face as I was going with my frown on my face. You know how you can make your mouth can become longer than your nose? That's how I was going. Then I saw in those days, this is like 90s, I saw a 200 CD note. Not your 200 CD. Not the today's one, the old one. Shiny 200 CD note was on the floor. But then I picked it up. I ran to the charcoal seller and ran back home. When I was going, there was a problem. When I was coming back, I was excited. So when I came, I told her that I found money. And said, you see now, when I send you, you say you will not go, you are breaking your plan. You see now, you have gone to. Yeah! That's how it is. Do not dishonor your parents. Kobe, don't dishonor. Don't disrespect. Don't disrespect your father. Do not disrespect your mother. God says that if you can, my fancy is not, I would have said it in fancy. Oh. If you can dishonor them. Yeah. If you can do that. What will happen to you? Two things will happen to you. Number one, you see, it will be well with you. You don't know what it means. There was a movie we watched sometime. The guy is like saying that, it shall be well with you. It shall be well. When you say anything, it shall be well with you. It shall be well with you. It will be well. It will be well. You will live long. You will live long. There are some people, God has blessed them. They are alive. They give birth to their children. Then they give birth to their children, give birth to grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Do you know it's a blessing? Like you, Phoebe, you will see your great-grandchildren and take them to KFC. Oh, it's a blessing, oh. It's a blessing. It's like your Nana Kanswa, is that it? Nana Kanswa, like your daughter, you, Phoebe, your daughter, you are alive. That your daughter gave birth to a daughter who has given birth to a daughter, and you have taken this your Nana Kanswa to care to go and spread them, and they are excited and happy about it. That is what this revelation is saying. That if you will just now, I'm talking too much. Am I talking too much? No, boys and girls in Royalty House. What I'm preaching to you, by now you can see that it means a lot to me. I don't know about you, but it means a lot to me. And my prayer inside my heart is, if you would believe what I am telling you and start to take the action, starting tonight or tomorrow morning, I'm saying that anybody who labors for a revelation, get a revelation. And once you get the revelation, you enter into a blessing. And a blessing is what you need to cancel out the dangerous swimming pool, the pool that we are inside. Let me say something. Strong Christian Conference was a revelation. I was walking, I was praying one day somewhere. And then I heard a voice. Because I didn't hear it like, Adam, where are you? So I was naked, so I hid myself. It was just a voice. You hear it, but you don't know how it looks like. I had it inside. Let's have a conference for young people. This is our 11th conference. Yes, this is the 11th one. Number 11. Conference number 11. Number 2 in Cape Coast. Yes. Koforidua was the first place we went twice. This year, we went to Koforidua for the second time. It's something to celebrate. And then we came to Cape Coast before we are coming again for the second time. From a revelation, a light from heaven. A light that guides you to where you need to be. The place where you need to be. And you'll be reading your Bible like this. You'll hear something. God will say something to you. That one. When you do that one will bring you to a place where it will be well with you. Where whatever you do will trust. Am I saying something good? Yeah. So I'm telling you, those of you who don't take quiet time seriously. Quiet time. I told you. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Up to Revelation. Psalms, Proverbs. I had not read Nehemiah before. For a long time. I didn't have a full Bible. And so one of my friends dashed me a Bible. I was in Nehemiah. For the first time. I didn't know what I only Matthew, Mark, Luke, John to Revelation. It was one day I was reading, having my point. The Bible said, be slow to speak, quick to hear, slow to anger. I said, what? It became a project. When I was young, no. I woke up and said, today, anybody talks to me, I'm talking slowly. I'm not talking fast today. So he says, slow to speak. today, nobody. And that day I went to class. Some guy was trying to annoy me. Hey. I said, you don't know what I. You don't know the revelation I got today. No, slow to speak. So I said, okay. I'm about to say something. Quick to hear. Slow to anger. Slow to anger. Don't get angry fast. What I have benefited from it? It will make people like you. See, nobody wants to be with somebody who is always getting angry about every small thing. That's how I used to be. Small thing, you're angry. Now I have friends. I have friends like Junior and... How are you going? You're going to wee-wee. Come fast, though. Otherwise, you miss the thing. Number 3. And then we can go on break. How do you like what I'm preaching to you so far? Should I stop or should I continue? Okay, number 3. Revelation number 3. Revelation number 3. This one is good. You like it. Proverbs 3:9. NIV. Proverbs 3:9 NIV. How many of you are tired? Tell the truth. You are tired. Yes. God bless you. Pretend that you go to heaven. Some of you are not raising up your hands. You are liars on your way to hell. Are you there? 3:9. What does it say? Honor the Lord with your possessions. Is that what it says? NIV. Wealth, Wow. Honor the Lord. Listen, look at it. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Let's forget about the first fruits of all your crops and talk about their wealth. The Bible is saying that one day, or even not one day, like now, what you have right now, at any point in your life, is your wealth. You have some sneakers, you have some shirts, you have some jeans, and is it an iPhone? Yes, you have wealth. If we sell one, we can get some coins. And there's also wealth at home. Wow. Yes. Pastor Mollie, should I preach? Are you sure I can continue preaching? How many like this good news? 8 more minutes to break time. How many are happy about it? 8 minutes. 8 minutes. 8 minutes. Then everybody wake up, like wake yourself up, sit down properly, straighten yourself, smile, say amen, you know, all those things. So at 8 minutes, you can. I'm going to talk for 8 minutes and we are going on break. What's your name? Perry. Perry, the life you have, that you are alive, is also your wealth. All the things you have. God says that. Use it. Put all together. Do you see? And let it benefit him. Honor the Lord with your wealth means that what you have, Perry, the things you have, let it benefit God. Your Air Force, let it benefit God. Your jeans, let it benefit God. What again do you have? What do you have? A phone. Your phone, let it benefit God. What again can benefit God? Your voice. Your voice. Do you sing? Are you the one singing that song over there? No. Let it benefit God. Yes. Your wealth, let it benefit. Let God get benefit from your wealth. If you do that, the blessing is in the next verse. Look at the next verse. Verse 10. Are you hungry? You have to give them break time. You have to give them enough food. Because it's like hypoglycemia is happening to them over there. A barn, B-A-R-N, is like a warehouse where you keep things. It says, if you can parry, if you can take the things you have and let God benefit from it, your warehouse, where you store things, it will be filled to overflowing. I don't know if anybody is saying amen to me. Nobody say amen to me or don't like what I'm saying. Oh, I'm not preaching well. Please, what is your name? Alfred, am I saying a good thing? What I'm preaching is a good thing. Why have I sat in a car and bought fuel and come here? I've stopped doing things to God for free. That I stopped that thing at the beginning of the year. I'm doing it for God for free. He started it. He started it. He said, if I will sit in the car and put fuel in it and come to Cape Coast and do SEC and preach to the children. Are you at the back there? 6 minutes more. How many minutes more? 5 minutes more. Wake up, wake up, wake your neighbor up and say, wake up now. We are almost finishing. God said, He will fill my storehouse, my barn, how do you want overflowing? Overflowing. Overflowing. People have money, it's overflowing. When you put the bucket under the water, the bucket will become full. Then if some is pouring on them. You will be blessed, you will have money, it will be overflowing. You know, there's some people, they are rich. They have money in their house. They have money. You know, I heard a pastor saying that. He knows a man. Huh? Are you hearing what I'm telling you? He knows a man. When he's going out of his house, he puts bundles of money in his car. Bundle that can buy a car. Like if, yes. It's not totally, I'm telling you. He said, and he asked the man, why do you do that? He said, in case I go to town and I see something I like, I can buy it. May that be your story. I said, may that be your story. Yes. When your money falls down, may it be a bundle of money. When it gets lost, somebody has found your money. May it be a bundle of money. That's the meaning of fail to overflowing. It's like, you didn't even realize that your money has fallen down. You're not having money for it. It's like coin. Coin is falling down. One CD coin, 50 pesos. Looking for it. Looking for the one CD coin. But I prophesy to you that a day is coming. You will have fail to overflowing. When your money falls down, it's a bundle. Yes. Somebody will find. Somebody will be working. Hey, my school fees. When they raise it, bundle. Wow. They are blessed. May all these revelations and many more in the Word of God come to you from heaven. And may the blessings that come with them also, listen, a blessing will make you distinguished. A blessing will make you distinguished. Stand to your feet. I want us to pray for 2 minutes. How many minutes do we have? We have 3 minutes. So we are praying for 2 minutes. And then we are taking an offering and we are going on break. Stand to your feet, everybody. I want us to pray to God. You are saying, Father, I am renewing my contract with you to have my quiet time every day. I renew my contract. I renew my contract. Pray to God and say, I renew my contract. Therefore, help me. Help me, Lord. I renew my contract to have my quiet time every day. Give me a revelation every day. Give me a revelation every day as I renew my contract with you to come in the morning and read my Bible and pray. Have my quiet time. Give me a revelation every day. Give me a revelation every day. Pray and ask God for a revelation every day. I want a fresh revelation that will bring me into a blessing. Everybody's mouth, pray. Obia Mompaya, pray, 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 pray. God, every day, as I make my promise to you, I will read my Bible. I will read my Bible. I will spend time with you in the Word of God. Meditating every day. Lord, give me a fresh revelation that brings me into a blessing every day. Every day. Every day. Pray to God and ask Him a fresh revelation. A fresh revelation. A fresh revelation. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Are you praying? I'm not hearing you praying at all. Close your eyes, somebody, and talk to God in the Lord. I'm coming to you again. I'm renewing my contract. I will have my quiet time. So help me, God. So help me, God. So help me, God. And as I do this, give me a revelation. As I do this, a fresh revelation. As I do this, new life from heaven that will guide me to the place where I must be. In the name of Jesus. Fresh revelation, Lord. Fresh revelation, Lord. Fresh revelation, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody should pray. Somebody should pray. Somebody should pray. Somebody should pray. In the name of Jesus. Somebody is not praying. You must pray. Don't be quiet. Talk to God. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. In Jesus' name. Amen.